Welcome back to News and Views as we come to you live from Grant County. Michael, I know you're waiting on hold. I don't want you to be left with the impression we're only letting one side of this story out. That's not the case. The case is we have reached out to Mr. Cobb before. He didn't get back to us. But, Michael, we will get you back on later. I've got people that got to go to work here, too, as well. And I've got people that I scheduled to get on that did answer our phone calls. And so we're going to do that. I've got the Leith mayor, Ryan Shook, with me right now. And Lee Cook, Leith County or City Commissioner. And I've got him on, too. Lee, good to have you on News and Views. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Joel. Thank you.
You bet. And Mayor Shook, good to have you on.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on. If I hit the right button, there. How am I doing?
Good.
There
you're
you go.
Good,
okay.
Man.
So let me just say this, guys. The reason I came out here is to help you raise some money. But both of you take this in the spirit it's intended. All those yard signs you put up to win these jobs, don't you regret it now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's good we can laugh a little bit about it, yeah. I mean, Lee, nobody gets up in the morning and says, boy, I want to be on the city council. I mean, you do it because you got a sense of community. And the same thing with you, Mayor. I mean, somebody's got to do the job, so you take the job on. And the biggest job you have normally is the neighbor's dog barking.
Yeah.
And now you've got this. So let me ask you first, Mayor, how do you deal with it?
Well, it's been tough. We got a lot of people saying prayers for us, and we know at the end of this we're going to win the battle ultimately. Yeah.
And Lee, I'm going to go to you because I saw some of the video. You couldn't have gotten more personal than what he did with you. And yet I watched you, and I watched how well you handled yourself in the one meeting where the individual that was drunk was screaming at you. How do you hang in there? How do you and I want to compliment you on it. How do you keep your patience?
Well, I keep my patience because I got a family at stake. Honestly, if my family wasn't at stake, I'd have probably knocked them out. But, you know, I got a family to take care of. I'm a responsible citizen of Leith, North Dakota. And just like Ryan said, I mean, we're going the legal means of handling this situation.
Okay, so let's talk about that because it's here and you're dealing with it. Mayor, what steps are the community of Leith taking to make sure that you don't become this place that is just complete separationist?
Well, on Sunday, the moratorium got passed, and that's going to freeze all building permits for 6 months until we have our planning and zoning figured out. And this Sunday, we'll have the second reading of two ordinances that deal with the sewer and water and campers and tents being in the town. So he's going to have to follow these rules now.
So he can live there. Mr. Cobb can live there, but
right.
He's going to have to put in water and sewer like everyone else.
Exactly. Follow the rules like everybody else does.
And Lee, your attorney is telling you that you're well within your rights by passing these ordinances.
Yeah, as a city, we're definitely within our rights of passing these ordinances. And we need to pass these ordinances.
Mayor, I want to go back to you. What was the city budget for Leith prior to all of this, before Mr. Cobb came to town and others were joined by him? Just give me a ballpark figure.
$3,000 a year.
Right. I mean, you were less than a township, a small township.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, Lee, when you look at the bills that mount in all of this, are you comfortable that you can find a way to pay the bills, the legal bills and everything else that comes with it?
Well, you know, honestly, the people from outside, I mean, there's a lot of people that have supported us in Grant County, but, I mean, you know, when you got 3 million people following you on Facebook and stuff like that, I mean, people have stepped up to the plate, and I want to commend those people for the financial and the moral support, because within Grant County, we've taken some beating from some of the local officials.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's not avoid it.
I think we should talk about it. I think it's a huge issue, and it's part of the frustration. I can't even let my family cannot stay at home if I'm not there. That's how out of hand this situation has gotten to be. I cannot leave my family there.
Okay, and so you're saying that there's things that Grant County itself could be doing better.
Well, I'm saying that the rest of the state is saying that Grant County is the laughing stock of the state. I'm saying when somebody goes into a city council meeting and calls everybody the F word and the B word and goes on some tirade, if I would have went in there and done that, I would be in jail 30 seconds flat. Why didn't this guy go to jail? When Cobb comes into the city council meeting last Sunday and is inciting people, literally, you heard the comments. You heard the comments that he's saying to me, getting in people's faces, and yet nobody says a word to this nutcase.
And Mayor, do you share that sentiment?
Yeah.
I talked to Sheriff Bay earlier, and he said he doesn't see how you can ever have a public meeting in Leith anymore without it being attended by an individual from Grand County Sheriff's Department. That obviously you need.
Right, exactly.
You need security in the room every time. And Lee, go ahead.
Well, it goes deeper than that, Joel. I mean, I'm constantly hearing comments about the Sheriff's Department saying how they do not like me and my family. I've heard the Sheriff's Department say that we're somehow involved in the Nazi scheme here. I mean, I have heard, the other issue is that the Sheriff's Department is constantly beating us over the head about they're really pissed at us because we did not disband the city.
And so The thing that, in some people's opinion, to do, and I'll go back to you, Mayor, on this, is basically get rid of the city structure itself.
Right.
And thereby, now you are under control of the county as a whole?
Right.
And has there been thought given to that, Mayor?
There has been thought to it when he was going to bring an influx of people in, and we took it to a vote, and that's not an option at this point.
And why not? Why? What made you all say, you know what, we want to keep our town of Leith?
Because we want to make sure he doesn't grow there, and the people of Leith want him to move on and not succeed at what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lee. Speak to that.
The reason we do not want to disband the city is the exact reasons I just gave you about the Sheriff's Department. The county officials have not stepped in, have not supported us in anything, period. Not even a phone call to support us. So if we disband the city and we turn it over to the county, then we have zero control. So Cobb is basically, he's been pretty much free to do what he wants to do now other than what we've done, but then he is free to do whatever he wants to do.
Mayor Shook, are you comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So really what you're trying to do is protect as local of rights as what you can of dealing with the situation.
Right.
Okay. Lee, is that what you're getting at with me here, Lee?
Joel, I just told you I can't leave my family at home by themselves.
Yeah.
I mean,
so what do you do, Lee? Lee Cook is our guest. He's on the city commission and a council member for the city of Leith. And Ryan Shook is with us. He's the mayor of Leith. Lee, how do you make a living? How do you live if you feel that way? And I'm not going to doubt you. I'm not questioning that. That's not my point. But with as strong a feelings as what you have about the protection of your family and the danger you feel they're in, how do you live day to day there?
Well, when I'm home, I'm fine because I'll do what it takes to take care of my property and my family. But I'm not going to leave them. I've had a daughter murdered before, which Cobb obviously accused me of doing because this guy is that far out there. But I'm not putting my family in harm's way. And these are dangerous individuals. You know, people keep saying they're not dangerous. How can somebody as crazy as these people not be dangerous?
Yeah. I spoke to Lauren Donovan with the Bismarck Tribune about your situation, Lee Cook, and she brought up the extras that go along with your story and the tragedy that bestowed you and your beautiful daughter. And she just said they're picking at that. They're picking at that and
they
picking
are.
At that. And she said, I really got the sense from her, you know, of how much that could ignite some of this. And obviously, Lee, I'm not going to lie to you. I can hear it in your voice.
Man, I'm telling you, between the Sheriff's Department and Cobb and stuff, just letting him do whatever he wants to do, it is a dangerous situation. Our attorney has talked to the Attorney General. I mean, I don't even know where the charges are that are supposed to be pressed against Dutton, but in my conversations with our attorney, if the county didn't press charges, the Attorney General is going to press charges against him. You know what? And I'm sorry if I'm so vocal about it, but you know what? My family's at stake here, and if people like the sheriff and other people in the county can't understand that, well, then, you know what? Come and buy my house for what I paid for it, move in there with your kids, and live next door to Cobb, and let me see how you guys feel.
I think you've earned the right to say whatever you want.
And Mayor, I know I've earned the right.
Yeah, you bet you have. And Mayor, you as well. Have you, in talking to the people that are left in Leith, Mayor, have you talked to them, and are some of them going to throw their arms up and say, you know what, they can have it?
No, that's not going to happen.
So the result of the community.
True. That's
no,
not true.
There's more people moving in. There's not people leaving. There'll be four more people here before the end of the year.
Are you talking about people that are involved in this movement?
No.
Are you talking about people that say, you know what, I want Leith to stay strong
and
the way it was?
Right, and there's been people planning on moving there for the last year, and they haven't stopped. I mean, they're still coming. They're not afraid of this situation.
Lee, do you agree with that?
No, not necessarily. Me and Ryan are good friends. I've thought about leaving. You know what? I've thought about packing up and leaving. One, who's going to buy my house? And two, then I would be leaving my friends and my fellow citizens to deal with this nutcase. Is the only reason I have it.
Guys, one of the reasons I came here is because you're going to have some bills. And you can't property tax your way out of these bills.
We're going to have huge bills.
You bet. And you cannot property tax your way out of these bills.
No,
so I want to throw this. I want to take some time to throw this out there again. It's the City of Leith Legal Defense Fund. And you can send into the Grant County State Bank at 202 North Main Street in Carson, North Dakota. You can also call the bank. That's at 701-622-3491. Contributions can also be made through our PayPal account by clicking on the donate button on the website's main page, which will take you to the secure website at PayPal. And, of course, you have retained the law firm that you've retained of Kelch, Ruff, and Cranda of Mandan, which that's a big step, Mayor, for a town like Leith.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
those are bills that are going to come your way, and you're going to have to find a way to pay those bills.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Lee, I hope we get more going for you today in terms of that fund.
I can't thank you enough, Joel. I mean, people like you putting it out to the public, the people, the Greg Bruce who did the web page and the Facebook thing. It's what it takes. I mean, we're going to have to come together because this could be another community in North Dakota, and it could be another family dealing with the same situation. But it just continues to let. I mean, we just continue to let these people do what they want to do, and the victims or the innocent people like myself and the rest of the citizens, Leith, are the ones that are being made to feel guilty. Because they're fighting these individuals.
Yeah. Mayor, anything else you want to add to this before I let you go?
No, sounds pretty good.
Okay, good. I hope we helped out. Lee, thank you for your passion.
Thank you
what you're doing
thank
for
you.
Leith. You bet. Very, very good to have you on. Lee Cook, ladies and gentlemen. Get Michael on. He's been waiting on hold. Michael,
I'm here.
I apologize for not getting you on a little bit sooner, but I had people scheduled.
Thank you for having me.
You are not part of a white supremacy movement. You're part of separation. Go ahead, make your case,
well,
Michael.
I'm actually like white pride. You know, I mean, statistical research and social research shows that any group of people who have pride in their history and their ancestry are better off physically, emotionally, and socially. It's just a very positive, healthful thing. There's a couple other things I would like to say, and like one is I'd like to thank the sheriff for doing good law enforcement. I believe in law enforcement, and I believe from everything that I've been able to see that Sheriff Bay has done a very good job. To Mayor Schock, I would say that I'm deeply sorry about your daughter. I had not heard of that before. That's the hardest loss.
It wasn't Mayor Schock. It was Councilman Cook.
Oh, pardon
And one of the people that agree with your philosophy that was at the meeting was screaming this at him. I saw the video.
Yeah,
and so is there any organization to your group?
To my group, well, you know, groups like White Nations, Stormfront, White News Now, you know, those are all that generally promote my viewpoint.
But Michael, I understand you can always find people that believe what you believe. That
sure.
isn't my question of you. My question of you is what empowers you to come to a city council meeting and have people that are involved with your group scream vulgarities at council members?
Well, I believe I believe you're referring to Mr. Dutton's actions and
exactly, not just Mr. Dutton's, but Mr. Cobb's recently.
Well, I don't know about him screaming anything. I know he was physically intimidated at the meeting.
Well, if Mr. Cobb was standing inches away from my face screaming at me, I would feel physically intimidated, Michael.
Well, yeah, you know, and what I see in this situation is there's some misunderstandings kind of growing, because otherwise these
How can I misunderstand a Nazi flag in my front yard?
A Nazi flag? Well, you know, the Nazis were actually fighting the Judeo-communists.
They murdered people,
about
10 Michael.
Million up in Russia, and they were promising to do that the same thing to the rest of Europe.
Well,
so
Michael, they murdered
they
people.
Stand and fight. I think that's a good flag myself.
Okay, that's where we part ways and we disagree. When we come back, more residents of Leith and more ways that you can help the town of Leith. What I need you to do is I need you to stick around. We came out here for a tough reason, and we're going to see this through. Stick around. More coming your way on News and Views. Welcome back to our show from New Leipzig, which is in Grant County, just down the road from Leith. We're at the cafe here, and I'm joined now by two people who have also had to deal with the situation in Leith for a long time. One is Cheryl Harper. Now, Cheryl and Bobby Harper live in Leith. Bobby's black, and Cheryl, you're right in the middle of all of this. How does that feel?
It's surreal. It really is surreal. We were living our lives quietly, minding our own business. I was taking care of my mom, who was ill, and then all of a sudden this just appeared. It just appeared. And so,
Cheryl, I do not mean this in any bad way. You've heard enough bad things lately, okay? So please take this in the spirit it's intended. But when I found out about all of this happening in Leith, and then I found out that there actually was a black resident of Leith, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You know, I mean, not many small towns have black residents.
And, I understand.
And so for him to be right there, for Bobby to be right there in the middle of all this hatred, what has that done to him?
You know, the statements that he makes when anybody asks these kinds of questions, it's like, I'm amazed that he's like, they don't bother me. Just because you hate somebody because of the color of their skin, that person needs help, you know. So I'm not going to say it's been easy, because it hasn't been easy. It has been hard. There's days that we feel the tension, you know, and
sure,
but in the end, we love each other. We're together, and we're determined.
And he can't take that from you.
That's right.
No one can take that from
you. That's right.
Cheryl, have you reconsidered Leith being home?
No. No, I haven't. That's my home. That is our home. So we have not.
They're not going to take that from you.
No. No, they're not.
And safety-wise, for you and your husband, the fact that he is black, has your family been targeted in all of this? Are they treated any different than the other residents of Leith? Is Bobby singled out as a resident of the community?
As far as niceness, people have always been nice.
No, I'm not talking about the other residents of Leith. I already knew the answer to that. I'm talking about the people that now choose to call Leith home, who are for this separationist movement. Have they targeted Bobby?
Bobby comes to work And he's got a long work day, so he leaves in the morning, he gets home at night, and then we're home, you know. So we don't go out and see other people. We haven't run into anybody else. We go out of our way to stay out of their way.
So no vulgarities yelled your way, no garbage on the yard,
not that we're aware of,
paintings, no swastikas, nothing like that.
No. Bobby did have his truck keyed, but that happened in Dickinson.
Okay. So that didn't have anything to do with what's going on in Leith. It's your
right.
belief. You know, the other group that's been involved in this, and I was really proud of this because the Standing Rock Tribe is longtime friends of me and my family. And I'm going to throw this out there. They came through for Heidi big time. Is the Native American community. Chase Iron Eyes is with us. Chase, good to have you on News and Views.
Absolutely. Good morning, Joe.
Chase, why did you get involved in this?
Well, the reasons are sort of twofold. I mean, I grew up out here in rural North Dakota. You know, we've been out here for tens of thousands of years, and the people that come here to live here, I think, are some of the hardiest, strong-willed, and independent folks that you could meet. And we like small-town values, small-town people. Those things are the same, whether you're on or off the reservation. Now, when I heard that this movement was coming to Leith, I had no idea where Leith was. As far as I came was Elgin, Carson, Flasher, you know, to play basketball. And I'd never been to Leith before, but I found out that it was 30 miles from the reservation border. And it's well within the 1868 treaty territory, of course, with the United States and the Sioux Nation.
So it's your neighbors.
We've been living out here together for a long, long time, and I think that it was a miscalculation on the side of the separation movement, or however they want to phrase it. I think they were counting on a little bit of underlying animosity and maybe a little bit of tension so that their movement could grow here. But they don't realize that we've been living together for a century now. And, for instance, on my reservation, like, almost half our residents are non-Indian. We've been living integrated for a long, long time, and we've evolved. And sure, we're worlds apart, though we're, you know, 100 miles apart or 30 miles apart even. But we're the same people. We're here for the same reasons. This is tough country, and it's also beautiful country. And I can see that in the people here. They love this land just as much as I do.
Cheryl, if I'm from Leith at a time when all this came about and you didn't know it was coming your way, I start looking for friends, and I start looking for neighbors, and I start looking for any help I can, which is one of the reasons we're out here today. We want to make sure that people know about the Legal Defense Fund for Leith that has been set up at the Grant County State Bank in Carson. That's one way to donate. Go to the Facebook page. Go to the website. Do the Google, Joel's technical term for going on the computer, and find a way to donate money to this Legal Defense Fund. That's part of all this. But what I'm leading up to here is Chase and the Native American community joined hands and arms with you and others from Leith. I watched the video of the protest or demonstration, or I don't know, rally is probably the way I should put this, Cheryl. And it really shined neighbor to neighbor, culture to culture, people sticking up for Leith. What did that mean to you that day?
I can't tell you what it meant. It was overwhelming. We were so grateful that there were so many people there to stand with us, to stand behind us, because what affects us affects everybody, especially in this area here. Their plan is to take over Grant County. That's their plan. You know, that's been stated. So if it affects Grant County, it's going to start affecting all the areas around. So we are in this together.
Chase Iron Eyes is our guest, part of the Standing Rock Tribe. Have you spoke to tribal elders? Have you spoke to the leaders about what their position is and what they can do to help out?
Absolutely. We've had elected council members that have expressed interest in coming to Leith in a supportive role. The word hasn't really gotten out on Standing Rock as much as it has around the world. That's partly due to the way that mainstream media works. What we're doing here, I think, is an awesome thing, though, because like the reservation, a lot of the rural folks, they're not connected to the internet. They're not as tech savvy and high speed, but they listen to AM radio. Most definitely. That's how it is on the reservation. And that's the kind of media growth that we need, this grassroots centered growth and people reaching out to each other. Cobb cannot live without that mainstream attention. That's what he's here for. He's like a charlatan or some sort of a circus leader. I watched him at the Leaf Council meeting just a couple days ago. Me and six of my trustworthy buddies went over there to sort of provide a de facto security force, a peacekeeping force, because we had seen how that gentleman was intimidating people, and that's they must have a legal team that teaches them how to toe the line, because they're right in people's faces, they're video recording people without their consent, and they're doing things that are trying to get under our skin, and we're country folk. I don't like cameras in my face, or I don't necessarily even like the limelight, but when it's necessary, you have to communicate in whatever method you can.
Cheryl, give me what it's going to feel like if this becomes an everyday part of your life. Leith is home. You said that. And it put a smile on my face because, you know, I don't live in Manador anymore, but that's home. I drive in that town and I instantly think of all the great people that live there that I got to live with. When I think of Leith, you know, now I'm going to think of this separationist movement. I'm going to not, you know, I'll be able to think of you and others, but it bothers me that much of what people from the outside are going to hear and think about Leith, they're going to think about this. And yesterday, when I got to Leith, I went to the bar. And, you know, the best place you can go to start visiting with people and talking with people. And there was a 100-year celebration not that long ago. And the book from Leith was there. And I just sat there, and I paged through it. And I looked at those old basketball teams. And I looked at those 60th and 70th wedding anniversaries. And you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And for those people, you say the word Leith, and that matters. That matters. And so I guess what I'm building up to here is, what does it feel like to have that image or that place that means home in a way taken away on what the public perception is of Leith?
I think my sister said it very well. She had seen the video of the protest after it happened, and she had seen the Nazi flag at the back of the Leith Hall, and she said, it's appalling to see that flag at the back of the Leith Hall where we celebrated my parents' anniversaries. You know, I think that's pretty much it. It's appalling to think that things might change to that extent forever. However, we will deal with it.
What are you and Bobby and others doing to support your council? They got a tough job right now. What do you do to make sure that they know you got their back?
Well, we're on the council. Bobby
oh, you
I,
are?
Bobby and
oh,
I are on the council.
Aren't
also.
You glad you ran and spent all that money on buttons and banners, right? Oh, man. I can't imagine.
Well, we're. It's not just us. You know, it affects everybody that lives there. Everybody
is everybody unified that was there before?
Yes.
Is everybody, you know, able to communicate and support each other through this?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. We've had the ladies get together for prayer. I know that there's a lot of prayer going up on behalf of us all over the country. I know that. Where my
that
brothers
matters.
And sisters, yes.
That matters a lot.
Yes, their churches are all praying for us. You know, it's just it's great.
Cheryl, thanks for what you do. And you wish Bobby well for us.
All right.
I'm happy he's here in North Dakota living with us, and we'll do anything we can to make sure Lee stays home for you.
Thank
okay?
you very much.
I want to remind everyone that Legal Defense Fund is why we're here. And so donate to that. Chase, what you and the tribe did to be part of all of this, I think says a lot about what neighbors mean to neighbors. No one in this state has probably experienced more racial hatred than the Native American tribes. So you've been down this road. And there to be there to support the people of Leith, I think, says a lot about Standing Rock.
Absolutely. We will always be there in a supportive role or whatever role we can be there. Like this Sunday, I'm going back with the same group of friends on our own dime, volunteer basis. We're just there to keep the peace. We're there because we've seen how these people act, and it can be intimidating. And I'm going to approach two local district governments. They're similar to county governments on the reservation. Mm-hmm. There are 8 districts. Get 2 of them to try to support the people of Leith, even go so far as asking the sheriff to cooperate and maybe train a group of us, because there's a lot of trained personnel that are on Standing Rock to come here and support and be here all the time.
Chase, thanks for what you're doing. Welcome back to News and Views. Heather Cook has called in. She's Lee Cook's wife. You heard Lee earlier. Heather, you are on News and Views. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I just want to, for starters, thank you for doing what you're doing.
I'm glad
and
to.
And thank all of the people of Grant County and all over, actually the state, that have come to our council meetings. We did have quite a few people there Sunday night from all over the area, from all over the state. And, you know, we just are very thankful that people are having an interest, taking an interest in this, because it is going to affect not only Leith, but it's going to affect Grant County, and then it's going to, you know, go out into our whole state.
I've said that. Heather, I totally agree with you on that. This isn't just a Leith problem. This could be anywhere. Any one of these small towns that I know and love, it could be in their backyard as well. So I'm glad you point that out. Heather, I wish you and your family well. Thanks for coming on. Time's got me here. I want to get Greg Bruce on quick and find out just one more time. We came here to raise money. Greg, tell them how to get money into the Leith Legal Defense Fund.
Well, the best way to do it is electronically through the Leith website at leithnd.com, leithnd.com. There's a PayPal donate button on the main page. It's very simple. Just, you know, you click on it and you go there. You don't have to have a PayPal account. You put in your credit card. You put in the...
It's all secure.
That's it. It's all secure with PayPal. And that money will be then transferred over to the Grant County Bank by me. And it's just the best way to do it.
And if there's an old-fashioned way, give them the address one more time so that people know how to donate that way as well.
Well, the address is 202 North Main Street in Carson, North Dakota, 58529. That's the Grant County State Bank. You can mail a check there, or you can stop by the bank and drop it off.
All right. I want to thank you for inviting us down here.
You bet.
This is what good old-fashioned talk radio does. It helps out neighbors. I hope we did that.
We did.
I hope we did, and I hope we allowed. I want to thank the Grant County Sheriff's Office for being here as well and coming on with us. And I want to thank people like Daryl or Dave and Cheryl, who run a heck of a cafe here as well, right?
That's right.
Is there really good baked goods up there or not?
Yeah, it's pretty bad sometimes. You just eat too much. The breakfasts are great, and the donuts are fantastic.
Okay, now you go ahead and say the name of the cafe so I don't goof it up.
Oh, the Leipziger Cafe. Dave and Sherry Greger, they're the owners. They're open Tuesday through Saturday.
All right, for all of you folks, I hope you understand what Leith is going through, and I hope you donate to that fund. I think they've earned a little bit of your support. I will be back in studio tomorrow. It's been good riding with you folks. See you down the trail. I want to see now, baby.